before us have persevered and moved on through. Sang that old Henson song. Amen. Go on through. Amen. Don't just start in. Go on through. Amen. Go on until you get what you need from God. Amen. If we get what we need, it'll be like Jacob's well. Amen. What the Word of God said, that well been there a long time. Amen. Last I checked, Jacob's well still got water. Amen. Today, it's been even longer than then. Amen. What you saying? Something's been done right. Hello. If we get what we need from God, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If we really get what we need, amen, I can tell you it'll be a steady stream. Amen. It won't be that little trickle today and gone tomorrow. Amen. We got too much of the, I agree with Brother. Amen. We've got too much of the, what I call, the emotional Christianity when we need a whole lot more of bedrock. Hello? Amen. We need somebody to have the goods. Amen. Well, glory. I'm going to read out of Romans this morning. Lord, amen, woke me up dealing with this. Amen. Passage of Scripture I preach here from time to time. Amen. And today, what we look in our world, amen, we're seeing a lot of things transpire. I'm going to read it out of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, verse chapter number 8, verse number 28. Amen. Good to have each and every one with us this morning. Amen. The Word of God says in Romans 8 and 28, and we know. Amen. Thank God we need to know. Amen. That all things... I like that too, that all things, not some, all things work together for good to them that love God. My, listen, amen. To them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and to whom He called, them He also justified, and to whom He justified, them He also glorified. Verse 31 then says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Going to take my text this morning, amen, out of the passage, amen, the first one we read. Amen. All things work together for good to them that love God according to His purpose. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You this morning for the prayer, for the grace wherein we stand and rejoice. I thank You for the love. Oh, that has abounded unto us, sir. Hallelujah. Thank You for Your Spirit. Oh, I thank You for God, Your unction, God, that is real. Thank You, Lord, for the great Holy Ghost that You've given us. Oh, that He might move in us and lead us, and God, move in our life and work in us, giving us power. Oh, hallelujah, giving us knowledge and wisdom and inspiration. Hallelujah, may You minister, God, in the house. May God, Your will be done in every heart and every life. And may You have all the glory, and may God, Your purpose be established in every life in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. I love this passage of Scripture. Amen. I love what the Word of God says here. It says, and we know. Amen. You could preach a while on that right there. And we know. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. If you don't know, amen, you hadn't got there yet. Come on. And you're never going to realize the fullness of what God, amen, desires if we don't know something. Amen. We got to know, amen, that all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. I said, I have to know that. I can't think that. I have to know it. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, what's the difference? There's a lot of difference. Amen. There's a lot of folks thinking, amen, but there ain't a whole lot of knowing going on. Come on. Amen. The Apostle Paul said that I may know Him. Amen. And the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable unto His death. Amen. My. That's a lot of knowing right there. Hello. Amen. So here the Apostle by the Holy Ghost says, and we know. Amen. What do we know? That all things, amen, work together for good to them that love God. Amen. Brother Joe believes that this is one of the greatest knowledges that is needed in the world today in Christianity. Amen. Why is that, Brother Joe? Amen. Because I want to tell you a little secret. If you're going to obey God, amen, it ain't going to be smooth sailing all. Amen. Matter of fact, you're going to have the winds bumping against you. Amen. You're going to have to go up with a headwind. Amen. For the most of your race. Amen. We're not floating down the stream. We're swimming up the stream. We're running against the course. Amen. Of the world in this age. So we got to know something. Amen. I want to look at a little while at some folks who knew something. Amen. They knew, amen, what God said. They knew what God had promised. Amen. They knew that the God that had said that was honest and true and faithful. Amen to God. Listen, if we know that, we'll continue in the fight. Amen. I said, if we know all things work together, amen, when the winds get to blowing all the wrong way, we'll continue to trot along. We'll continue to do what God said. And we'll do it with expectation that God will come on the scene. Amen. And minister His grace. Hallelujah. How about feel the Holy Ghost? Feel like having church. Amen. I said, I feel like having church. Amen. We're living in a world, amen, that a vast portion of the church is trying to get along with the world. Amen. They're trying to say they're walking with God while they're walking against the context of the Scripture of the Word. Amen. Come on with Brother Job. You can't do that. Amen. But I tell you what God will do. Amen. If you'll believe Him. Amen. If you'll embrace Him. He'll give you strength to walk upwind. Amen. And upstream. He'll cause you to run through a troop and leap over a wall. Amen. And you won't even be winded. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They're going to mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. That's what it means. Amen. To know that all things work together for good. Amen. Many people have started out in the race. Amen. Paul writes to the church at Galatia and says, amen, you did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not, fulfill the will of God? What's got wrong with you, folks? Amen. Are you so foolish to have believed that what was begun in the Spirit, you're now going to make it perfect or complete in the flesh? Amen. No, indeed, it can't be done. Amen. How am I going to get it done, Brother Joe? The same way I started. Amen. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to walk with God. Amen. I'm going to trust God. And I'm going to obey God. Amen. I like what Joshua said. As for me and my house, we also want to serve the Lord. Amen. We got a made-up mind. That Brother Joe just say while he's right there, that having that made-up mind is about 99 9/10 of the victory. Amen. If you open that door a crack for the devil, amen, and begin to let doubt creep in anywhere, he'll step in and he'll own you in a little while. Amen. And he'll stop everything that God's trying to do in your life. He'll put a hindrance there. Amen. And after a while, he'll have you walk into the path that you don't even recognize where you're at. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I got a ways to go. Amen. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called. Amen. Matter of fact, the word church, amen, in the Greek is ecclesia. Amen. Which simply means called out. Amen. Them that are in the church. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. He gave the church the Holy Ghost, and he didn't give the Holy Ghost to folks, amen, just to feel good. He gave them the Holy Ghost to accomplish something. Amen. By the way, he's a whole lot more than a tongue. Amen. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. The word power, amen, simply means ability. Amen. It means more than natural ability. It means a God-given, amen, ability. Come on, Brother Joe. Ain't nobody can work, amen, the Christian work, live the Christian life within the power of the flesh. Matter of fact, it's impossible. One is contrary to the other, but by the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We can sing that old song. We shall overcome. We shall triumph. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because we can say what Jesus said as He repeated the Scriptures out of the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Amen. For He hath anointed me. Hallelujah. To preach good tidings to the meek. Amen to God. He's the one, amen, that opens up the windows of heaven. It's Christ, amen, by the Holy Ghost that gives us power and authority. Amen. I don't think the church is operating in the authority where it ought to be today. Come on. Why? Amen. Because they thought that we're here to speak about God rather than for God. Hello. Now, Brother Joe don't mean a bunch of yay-yaying. Amen. Come on. I hear too much of them so-called prophets. Amen. Yay, yay, this and yay, yay, that. Amen. They're trying to tell somebody what they want to hear. Amen. So they'll open up their pocketbook a little more and fill up their offering plate. Come on, Brother Joe. I want to tell you, God's prophets didn't run around trying to get people's money. They went around telling people what God said. Thus saith the Lord. Well, Brother Joe, amen. Well, they were hated. They were hounded. Amen. Does that sound anything like today? Amen. Come on, brother. I'm not rambling. I'm just following the Holy Ghost here. You vibe with me. Amen. Well, listen, to them that love God, amen, to the called, and them that are called according to His purpose. Amen. One thing I've got to understand, amen, this is not my kingdom. Amen. This is not my little, amen, business. This is God's business. Hello? When I got saved, I got into a whole different household. Amen. I got into a household of faith. Amen. I came into a whole different city, a whole different architecture. Oh, come on. A whole different realm. Amen to God. I passed from death unto life. Amen. From darkness unto light. Amen to God. And I'm telling you, amen, in this realm, amen, I heard Jesus say to His disciples, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Amen. Come on, my Brother Joe, if we're not careful, we let the devil talk to us until we believe everything's impossible. Amen. You got to quit buying. We have to quit buying the lies of the devil. I got to believe that all things work together. Amen. Come on. I'm sure when old Brother Noah started that boat, amen, it didn't just fall in place. Come on. Not only, amen, was gopher wood, amen, tough, it was extremely hard to work with. I'm sure they run into every kind of difficulty in the business, and it wasn't for that. Amen. Here comes that cloud from down the road, amen, laughing and mocking, saying, man, this man lost his marbles. He's out of his mind. Amen. He's talking about something called rain, and we ain't never seen none of it. Amen. Come on. Amen. But I can tell you, there come a time when it did rain. Amen. There come a time when the skies opened up, amen, and seas of water fell out of the air. Amen. Come on. But Brother Noah kept on working. Amen. He kept on building. Amen. What's he doing? Amen. All things work together for good to them. Amen. That love God. No. Amen. I said all things work together for good. It may not look like it in the middle, in the start. It may not look like it according to man's standards. Come on, Brother Joe. But if we'll just keep on. Amen. Eternity, amen, is going to reveal what it is. I want to tell you something. I said eternity is going to reveal it. Amen to God. Too many people, amen, have started out and they tried to please men. That Brother Joe just breaks something to you. Amen. Jesus said to His own disciples, amen, that religious lot's going to scourge you in their synagogues. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Brother Ravenhill, amen, lined up a group of young pastors or preachers out of Jimmy Swaggart's Bible College one night. Amen. That was sitting on the front row of the church, pointed at them and said, amen, you preach the word. Amen. You be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. He said, there ain't an organization on the face of God's earth that'll have you, but you preach the word. The old brother knew what he's talking about. His own didn't want him. Amen. The Presbyterians didn't like him. Amen. The folks on TVN couldn't stand him. Amen. But I can tell you, he had a friend in Jesus. Hello? Oh, I'd rather have it that way. Amen. Long as God approves. Amen. Come on. Amen. Enoch walked with God and was not. Amen. For God took him. Amen. Before he was translated, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. What a testimony. That's the testimony that God is looking for. That's the ones He's coming back after. Amen. I said He's coming back after those folks that have pleased Him. Amen. Let me hurry. According to His purpose. Amen. God's got a purpose in everything. Amen. I don't have to know the full picture. All that I'm supposed to know is what I'm supposed to be doing. Amen. Come on. And if I don't know that, I better be seeking God to find out why and what God wants me to do. Amen. That is the duty of every child of God. Amen. What did the Apostle Paul? He ain't been saved but a few seconds. Hello? On the road to Damascus, Lord, what wouldest thou have me to do? I mean, he's done got around to that question. Amen. You go on down there to Damascus. Amen. You go down to the way called Straight. Amen. And you just wait there. I'll take care of everything from there. Amen. God spoke to old Ananias over across town and said, you're going to go over there to the way called Straight. Amen. There's a certain man. Amen. A chosen vessel of me. Amen. What did he say? His name is Saul. Amen. You're going over there and pray for him.
Amen. Oh, I said, I heard about him. Amen. How he's killing Christians. Amen. God said, look here, you're going over there. He prayeth. And he's a chosen vessel unto me. Amen. Amen. So old Ananias, amen, moves on across town. Amen. Steps in that room and said, oh, Saul, the Lord has sent me to heal you and to open your eyes. My. Glory to God. And set on fire. Amen. A man that God had chosen. Amen. A man that knew all things worked together for good. Hey, I mean, God done such a good job on old Saul. Amen. They had to let him down over the wall in the basket to keep him from killing him. Brother Ravenhill said, in the time of old, amen, Daddy Bush, who's dead and gone now, in that day, he declared, amen, that old John the Baptist would not have been tolerated in the White House. You reckon, amen, what he would have been like in some of them other administrations. Hello. Matter of fact, Brother Ravenhill said that, amen, that Paul, amen, and Silas and a few others could not last more than 3 to 5 minutes in most major cities. Amen. Before they locked them up, throwed away the key. Amen. Come on, my brothers, y'all. What's wrong with this generation? Amen. Do I still believe that all things work together for good to them that love God? Amen. Let me just look at a few. I know I don't want to hold you too long this morning. I want to look at a few people. Amen. In the Word of God that understood that. And I want to see what happened in their life. Amen. I could go a long ways. Amen. Habakkuk. Let me just read you out of the book of Habakkuk real quick. I want to go there and read, amen, what Habakkuk said. This is what understanding what I read to you this morning. Habakkuk 3:17 says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places to the chief. Amen. He wrote this to the chief singer upon my stringed instruments. You sing that. Glory to God. I'm telling you what. Yet I'm going to rejoice in the God of my salvation. Why? Amen. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God somebody knew. Amen. Let me just move on in the Old Testament to a man that lived before the flood. Amen. His name was Job. Amen. Come on. The Word of God said that Job loved righteousness. He eschewed evil. Amen. He's a godly man. Amen. And the devil comes up, amen, with the sons of God to worship. Amen. And to make a havoc there. And God talking to him says, amen, from whence cometh thou? From going to and fro throughout the whole earth. Amen. He said, have you considered my servant Job? That there's none like him in all the earth. Ah. Yes, God gives, amen, God gives praise where it's due. Amen. Why is God praising Job? Because Job trusted God. Amen. Come on. Listen. Amen. And then old Lucifer said, yeah, he only does that out of what he can get from you. Come on. By the way, amen, the devil hit it right on the head by a great deal of what Christianity is today. Amen. A lot of folks simply want to serve God for what they think they can get out of God. Hello? I hate to tell you a little secret. That is not, amen, true devotion to God. That's not true Christianity. True Christianity says, I owe God everything. Hello? And God doesn't owe me anything. Amen. Come on. Amen. Reason, amen, I thank God. Hey, reason I owe God everything because I was lost. I was undone. I was bound, amen, for a devil's hell. Amen. But out of the goodness of God's heart, He sent the blessed, holy, righteous Lamb of God, and He suffered in my stead. Amen. My. He became sin for us. Amen. And He done that for a reason. Why did He do that for, Brother Joe? That we might become the righteousness of God. How? By Him. Amen. That's the only way you can do it. Amen, Brother Joe. Nobody else can be righteous outside of Christ. Amen. So Job, amen, knew everything. Amen. When he lost it all in one short afternoon. Amen. What did they say about Job? Amen. I think he had, amen, I forgot what he had. Amen. He had all kind of animals. Amen. All kind of livestock. Amen. 10 children. Amen. And in one afternoon, he's lost it, everything. And what did he do? He's in sackcloth and ashes. Amen. And he said, naked came I into the world, and naked shall I return. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Listen, when Christians live that way, amen, you can't threaten them folks. You can't back them in a corner. Amen. You can't shut them up. You can't stop them. You might send them to glory, but you ain't going to stop them. Oh, come on, Brother Joe. That's his church. And let me just tell you, that's who he's coming back for. Amen. He ain't coming back for those folks. Amen. He's trying to be a little bit religious. Amen. And warm a little bit by somebody else's fire. Amen. He's coming back for them folks. Amen. Who got a white hot love. Amen. For him. Everything revolves around Christ. Everything is Jesus. Glory to God. I feel it here this morning. Amen. He's all in all. My. I remember when the CAs, amen, of years ago had a slogan that said, he's either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. Where'd that go? Amen. Where'd all that disappear to? Amen. It's still the same. He's still the same. Amen. Christianity, real Christianity, is still the same. Amen. So Job, amen, let's just look at Job. Amen. He lost everything, but what has he done? Has he fought at God? Amen. No, Job, we find it, we read a little further over. Amen. He said, I look for him in front of me. I can't see him. Amen. Behind me. Amen. I can't find him there. Amen. On my left or my right, but he said, I know he's there. Amen. And I know he knows the way that I take. He knows what I'm doing. He knows what I'm thinking. Amen. Come on. Oh, listen, what did Job say? And when I am tried. What? When I am tried, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Amen. Why? For his way have I kept, and my foot hath not declined. Amen. Job knew something. What did he know, Brother Job? All things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. He just kept on going. Amen. Well, listen, because he said, I esteemed his word more than the necessary bread. Glory. My. Amen. Feel like having church. Listen, amen. If we men will go, women, boys, and girls will go back to following Christ like that, they'll find out, amen, how real God is. I gotta know Him. Let me hurry, amen. He said, I've chosen Him more than my necessary bread. Let's just find out what the end of Job was, amen. Go to the 42nd chapter of the book of Job, amen. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, where he only had 7,000 to begin with. He had 6,000 camels, he only had 3 to begin with. He had 1,000 yoke of oxen, he only had 500 to begin with. And 1,000 she asked is when he only had 500. God doubled what he had. Amen. In the end. My. Hey, make what old Lucifer thought about that. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Let me just tell you a little secret. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? A lot of times we forget that. I better not do that. I'm getting in trouble in this world. Listen, if you're going to live your whole life trying to stay out of trouble, amen, you're going to have one miserable existence. Amen. Job, the same man that wrote what I just said, amen, and whom God wrote about, said, man born of woman is but a few days, and that's full of trouble. Amen. But let me tell you something. If we'll give them days to God, amen, I can tell you, He'll make that yoke easy and that burden light. Amen. We can walk through this world. Amen. We can do things, amen, that man says you can't do. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you something. Amen. A lot of times you say, when they got them little pipe loaves, and then two small fishes and the hand of Jesus. Amen. What did them disciples say about that? But what are they among so many? Amen. My. Somehow or another, somebody ought to told them. Amen. You ought to know who you're dealing with here. Amen. You got to get a little glimpse. Amen. Jesus said, you just give them to me. Woo! Amen. The devil will come tell you, who are you among? Amen. To be doing anything. Hello? Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Elder Brother Talbert, you said he was one of them peace-sweet preachers. That's what they called him. I want to tell you, when all the dust settles, there's going to be a lot of them peace-sweet preachers. Amen. That's made heaven richer. You hear, Brother Joe? Amen. Why? Because they had the right, amen, intention all along. They had been trying to, amen, to build castles in the sand. Amen. Come on, they had been trying to make a name, write their name somewhere in lights. They had been like old John the Baptist when they went out and asked him, who are you? Amen. He said, I'm just a voice crying out in the wilderness, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm not a personality. I'm not a big name in lights. Amen. I don't have any axe to grind them on. I'm just here to do the will of God. Hallelujah. And if we'll do that, God will take, amen, that little bit. Amen. He'll bless it. Amen. He'll break it. And He'll bless it. And He'll pass it out. Come on. Amen. Five loaves and two small fishes. And them loaves wasn't no loaves. Them loaves are little bitty cakes. Hello? Little bitty biscuits. Amen. Five of them. Well, you know, he wouldn't pack no big, huge lunch for no little boy. Amen. One little boy's lunch feeds 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. Amen. Some people estimate as many as 15,000 to 20,000 easily could have been that day. Amen. And all of them had all they could eat, and 12 basketfuls were gathered up. Amen. As remnants. Amen. Brother Joe likes to sometimes speculate. I can just imagine that little boy going home with him, amen, a bag full of that stuff. And his mama said, "Now, where'd you get that boy?" Amen. Oh, let me tell you, mama. Amen. There was a man named Jesus down there. Amen. And everybody was hungry and nobody had any food. Amen. And them fellows asked, could they borrow my little sack lunch? And I gave it to them. Amen. And that man named Jesus took that little sack lunch you gave me. Amen. Blessed it. Amen. And break it and fed all of us down there. And we got 12 basketballs left over. My. Come on with Brother Joe. All things work together for good. The devil come tell you when you're in the midst of trial. See? Amen. Told you. Amen. You was out of the will of God. Devil comes tells you you're out of the will of God. You just feel good. He just assures you that you're not. Hello? Ooh. Glory. Behold, to them that I say unto thee selflessly, do my will. Behold, to them that will commit themselves unto me, entrust in me, saith the Lord, and walk with me, shall I not bless? Shall I not endue with power? Shall I not strengthen? And shall I not cause you to walk? Amen. Behold, with me in the high places. And behold, shall I not cause you to overcome the enemies, saith the Lord. And behold, shall I not cause you to shine as lights in a dark world, saith the Lord. Amen. Listen, I got to hurry this morning. I'm going to be too long-winded. Listen. Elijah. All right, let me back up. Joseph. Amen. Wow, I'm just going to be real short on Joseph. Amen. If anybody faced adversity and doing right, just kept getting worse and worse and worse. It was the life of Joseph. Everything he done, it looked like it just got worse. I'm sure that Brother Joseph spent a lot of nights with the devil hounding him. Amen. Saying, what kind of fool are you? Amen. But he held on. I said he held on. All things work together for good. Amen. The Word of God said he's like a fruitful bough that's planted by a well. What's that well, Brother Joe? That's Jesus. Amen. He's growed his boughs over that well. The archers have shot him. They've sorely wounded him. But the more they shot him, the more he just growed over that well. Come on. Listen, I want to tell you, the more we'll grow into Christ, amen, let the devil shoot his arrows. Amen. I can tell you, I read in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, amen, that he'd give us some, amen, some weapons against all of that business. And he said, by that sword of the, amen, that field of faith shall quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. And sometimes, let Brother Joe just go ahead and break you into this. Sometimes those fire darts don't come from outside the church. Some of them come from within. Sometimes people who profess to be, amen, believers in of God and whole and walking in faith will discourage you if they can. Come on. I can tell you what. You pray for them and go on. Hello? Pray for them and go on. Don't you give no ear, amen, but to God. Hallelujah. Listen, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Amen. If I listen to anybody outside of God, I'm listening to the wrong thing. Amen. Paul warned about folks and their philosophy. Hello. Amen. God's not a philosophy. Didn't save you. Didn't save me. Amen. Matter of fact, it will corrupt us if we're not careful. Amen. But I can tell you what, if we keep listening to that still small voice, amen to God, he never leave us or forsake us, and he'll never lead us into error. Amen. Joseph kept right on. Amen. When they sold him, they sold him off to them Midianite traders, carried him down there and put him on the auction block. And old Potiphar's bought him. Amen. Joseph just kept on. He went to Potiphar's house, done the best he could. Served God. Amen. Man, I can tell you, he served God to such a degree that old Potiphar's impressed. Made him the ruler over practically everything in his house. Amen. A man don't do that unless he, amen, somebody building some trust. Amen. Joseph's doing what God would have. He's doing what's right. Amen. Even though he's under bad circumstances. Come on. Amen. If all things work together, don't look at the circumstances. Just keep looking at God. Amen. If we'll do that. Amen. Well, I've had folks, I don't like my job. I've said, amen, God give it to you. Why don't you just work at it like it ought to be worked? Amen. Why don't you get the right attitude? Amen. You know if you dishonor, amen, yourself here, you're dishonoring God. What I tell folks, amen, you do everything you can to do what's right. Amen. And when the people ask you, give you an opportunity, you tell them, Jesus told me to do that. Hello? Amen. It's because of Jesus is the reason I have such a zeal, amen, for my job. Amen. I'll have that zeal for my job as long as it don't cross my zeal for Him. Come on. I said, when it does that, then we're going to have to draw the line on that business right there. Amen. That's what I told my bosses. I said, first thing I am is I'm a minister. Number one. Number one. I said, number two, I work down here. Amen. And I said, number two, I'm still a minister while I'm down here. Hello. I don't drop that at the door. Hello. Amen. I caught one fellow. He hadn't been working there very long, and I caught him. I don't get people in the middle of a crowd and try to, amen, talk to them about Jesus, but when I get them, what do they bother say? I called him out there in that carpenter shop by himself, and I went to talking to him. He said, I wondered how long, preacher, amen, going to be before you caught me out here, and he went crying. Whoa, he said, I used to be in church. I used to know what it was to serve God. I said, you better be back at it again. I said, by the way, you do know the door's still open. Amen. I said, that's why he sent me to talk to you. The door wasn't open. He wouldn't have me tell you anything. Amen to God. Come on. Listen, if we'll do what God said. Amen. Listen, people say, I don't know about this. They try to preserve their life. Amen. All things work together for good. Amen. I can tell you, God got you that job. If you need another, God got another one. And I don't agree with TBN and their little mindset, but I can tell you he does own the cattle of 1,000 hills and all the taters underneath. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that dwell therein. That's what your Bible says. Amen. God owns it all. Amen. He sets kings and princes in their place and he takes them down at his will. That's the God that we serve. Amen. Why then, amen, should I worry about, amen, some of the frail things? Let me just worry about doing what I got to do. Let's serve God. And let God take care of all the other stuff. David said these words, I once was young, now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, God's seed begging for bread. Amen. If you go about trying to preserve your life, that same word of God says you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you will find it unto everlasting life. Amen. Joseph, amen, when it comes down to the end, them dreams that God had given Joseph bloom out into living color. Amen. And God has carried him from being, amen, the laughing stock of his family and the hated one, amen, to being the preserver of that family. And what did the Word of God say? Amen. God said by his Word that them, brother, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Amen. What? That he may save many alive. Amen. You see, God, listen, let's take a look at Joseph. Not only, amen, did Joseph save them Hebrews alive, also save many Egyptians. Hello? Come on. That's the type of Christ. To the Jews and to the Greeks. To many as our Lord God shall call. Amen. You know, I don't believe that Joseph, and when he had them dreams as a young lad, I don't believe that he ever in for a million years even fathomed the depth and the breadth that God would carry, amen, his influence. Come on. I don't believe that. Listen, amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Who had, amen, despised a day of small things? Amen. That devil will tell you you can't make any difference. Come on. But if you'll obey God, only God knows. And eternity will reveal, amen, how much influence a life that the devil says can't influence nobody will have. You never know when you're influencing people. Always walk before God in that fashion. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. I told it many times. I was going to briefly mention a man that I never thought to pay any attention to what I said to him or how what I done. Amen. 10 years after he, or several years after he retired, calls me up on a Sunday afternoon. Amen. I found out that he paid a whole lot more attention than I ever dreamed. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Eli, listen, Joseph. Amen. Job and Joseph. Elijah. Amen. Elijah's obeyed God. Amen. Knowing that, and he's been threatened. His life has been threatened. Amen. God carries him down by the brook Zarephath. Amen. Not Zarephath, the book Cherith. I'll get it right in a minute. Amen. The book Cherith. The book Cherith, the name Cherith means covenant. Amen. God had a covenant with him. Amen. Carried him down there. Amen. And he drank water out of that brook. Amen. And that old raven flew over. Amen. And dropped him off his meals. Hello? You ever see an old crow that get rid of, amen, something good to eat? Amen. No, Brother Joe hadn't either. Amen. So when that raven drops off them meals, you know, amen, somebody, amen, a lot bigger than you has sent that, amen, with them meals. He's defeating him. But that wasn't the greatest miracle that God's going to do near the end of, amen, of Elijah's days. What else is going to happen, Brother Joe? Amen, that brook dries up. Amen. Come on. And God fed him a couple extra meals and said, amen, you're going to have a nice little journey because I'm going to send you down there to Zarephath. Amen. That wasn't good country. Amen. And when you get to Zarephath, he said, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. Whoa! Old Elijah gets down there to Zarephath. Come on. Amen. I'm talking about all things work together for good. He arrives at Zarephath. When he gets to Zarephath, there's a little woman out by the gate. She's picking up sticks. That's the one that God sent him to. And old Elijah hails her and says, hey, amen, would you go and fetch me a little cup of water to drink? And while she's going, he said, while you're at it, amen, would you make me a cake and bring it to me as well? She said, as the Lord living, amen, I ain't got nothing in this house, amen, but a little bit of oil in the cruse, amen, come on, and a little bit of meal in the barrel. And I'm going to make me and that boy I got in that house a cake. We're going to eat it, and we're going to die. That's all we got. He said, that's well and good. While you're making that cake, you make one for me and bring it to me first. Now, I know that TBN crowd get in on that right there and go to twisting that all out of line. Brother Elijah was not putting himself ahead of that widow woman. He wasn't abusing her. Come on. Shut up. He said, God's opened the door for him, and that door is being opened for her. Come on. I said, that door's been opened. She's got to come to the same conclusion that Brother Elijah's come to, that God, all things work together for good to them that love God. She makes her decision. She makes the right one. She makes him a cake. She brings it to him. Amen. And she can go back and make her and that boy a cake. And what does the Word of God say? Amen. And said that God said to her, and an old prophet Elijah said, for thus saith the Lord, amen. He said, that oil, that cruise and that oil will not go dry, and neither will that meal barrel be empty until the time of rain has come. Amen. Mine, till God sends rain on the earth. Amen. What was the Word of God say? And every time she goes back to dip. Listen, Brother Joe don't know. Amen. But I like to speculate. Amen. I don't think God's into stingy people. I think God's into giving people, amen, to help people. Hello? Eternity is going to tell us. I like to hunt her down. Amen. Sometime in eternity. And say, ma'am, amen, would you tell Brother Joe, I'm just really interested. How many folks ate out of that little, amen, cruise of oil in that little meal barrel you had there? Come on. All things work together for good to them that love God. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. And doing what she's supposed to do in honoring God, she saved her own self and her household and God knows how many else. God put us here. Hallelujah. Ooh. Glory. Behold, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Behold, I say unto thee, to them that will walk in the knowledge, behold, that all things work together for good to them that love God. Behold, I say that I will put my hand upon them, and I will put my hand in their affairs, saith the Lord, and I will live in their heart, and I will manifest my life and my power out of them, saith the Lord. And I'm fixing to close. Amen. I could go a long ways. Amen. God done work. Elisha. Amen. We Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel. We could just go through a long, long, long list of people. Amen. that knew that all things work together for good to them that love God. Old Daniel would have never went back to that window and prayed if he hadn't known that. He knew it. He knew when God spoke and said, when Solomon dedicated that temple, said, if any man, though he's in a foreign land, amen, he's a captive. If he'll look toward his house, when he prays, God said, I'll hear him. Amen. I will hear him. Amen. Listen, the world stands. Listen, I was talking to someone just not long ago. Amen. The church is here not to just tell, amen, the world a bit of doctrine. Hello. Amen. Yes, I believe the doctrine needs to remain pure, otherwise we depart from God. But I'm telling you, that we're here for a whole lot more than that. If we'll stay true to the Word of God, amen, then the Spirit of God will begin to get involved in that business. Amen. Listen, and listen, what the Word of God says, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. The church is here to manifest the life of God, the power of God to a world that is lost. If our message is only in word only, then we have departed from the faith, and the gospel is not part of what we are. Amen. Because the Word of God says in the New Testament, the gospel came not in word only, but in word and in power. Amen. Started that way when Jesus was raised from the dead. Amen. The Son, He was declared to be the Son of God, not with words, but with power. Come on, Brother Joe. The power of God's still real. Amen. But it's only going to be real to those people who know God, who obey God. If I'm going to obey God, I've got to believe that He is who He says He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that will do what He said do. And if we will do that, then the rest will fall into place. Amen. I said the rest will fall into place. Amen. Peter and John's walking. I'm going to close, but God brought me right here. I've got to go right here real quick before I close this morning. Peter and John's come by that gate beautiful. At that gate beautiful sitting a man, been crippled a long time. God has a time when He's going to do something. Jesus has passed by that way if you study His walks and His travels, but it wasn't time yet. God's waiting until His servants come by there. And so when they walked up, they see that man. He's saying, alms for the poor. Alms for the poor. Peter steps up and says, look at me. Look on us. He wasn't saying, boy, look at me. He's saying, take a good look. You can tell by the way I'm dressed and the way I look that I'm not wealthy. I don't have this world's goods. He says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I got something. Oh, come on, Brother Joe. I want to tell you something. The world's got plenty of money. Amen, but they ain't got God. Right there. You hear me? I said, the church is here to give the world something that the world ain't got. We're here to demonstrate the reality of God. Amen. Silver and gold have I none. But in the name of Jesus, in the authority of Christ, amen, you rise. Take up that bed and walk. Amen. I got something better than money. Come on. I got something you can't buy with money. Amen. I got something to do what money can't do. Hello? All the doctors ain't going to be able to, but I got somebody, amen, that can take you and give you strength in them legs. And what did he do? Amen, man, wasn't quick enough. I reckon old Peter just stepped up there and he got him by the hand. And the Word of God says immediately his feet and ankles received strength. And he stood up. And he went doing what? He got that bed all up and went running off out there through Solomon's Porch, leaping and rejoicing. And on the seventh day, along come them religious folks and said, amen, why are you doing what you're doing? It's the Sabbath day. You ain't supposed to be carrying that bed. Come on. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, you can have your religion down there, and ain't none of y'all done a thing for me. Amen. But two men, amen, talked about a man named Jesus. Amen. And behold, when they got a hold of my hand, they done something for me nobody's ever done. That's why I ain't running around junk carrying this bed and rejoice now. You say what you will. Amen. Listen, it'd be like that blind man. Well, he said, one thing I do know. Amen. He said, Jesus was a heretic. He said, listen here, one thing I do know, whereas I was blind, now I can see. I know that much. You see, God's after a church that He can work through. And God's not dead. Amen. He don't need men, amen, to do men's things. He simply needs men to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow Him and let Him work. Father, I thank You this morning. I thank You that all things do work together for good to them that love You, that You're still the same God today that You've always been. I thank You, Lord, that You are soon coming. Lord, that behooves us then to introduce as many to You. Lord, to demonstrate as many as we can. Lord, that You may give given every opportunity to manifest Your life and Your will and Your purpose to every soul that we can come to. That do everything that we can to share forth the gospel of Christ and the power of God. May it be so, sir. May You equip us. May we, God, know that all things work together for good to them that love You. In the name of Jesus. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't think, long left in this world to work and to labor. The time is nigh, even at the door, for the signs that are appearing. Amen.